From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As many as 9 leading figures in Iraq could be running an interim authority in the country by the middle of this month. That is according to Jay Garner, the U.S. civilian administrator for Iraq. But while a full-fledged national government may not come for days or weeks, prominent citizens in the northern city of Mosul today elected a local city council and a mayor. It's the first time that an election has been held in Iraq since the collapse of the former regime. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Mosul.
The American military officers, who are now effectively the lawmakers in Mosul, call today's meeting an experiment in limited democracy. They say Mosul is not yet stable enough to host a general election, but it is ready for a temporary trial in representative democracy. So today, at a former reception hall for top Ba'ath Party officials, 250 prominent representatives from Mosul's main ethnic, religious, political, and tribal groups showed up for what was billed as the Convention for an Interim Government. Major General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. forces in northwest Iraq, presided over the conference.
By being here today, you are participating in the birth of the democratic process in Iraq. This is an historic occasion and an important step forward for Mosul and for Iraq.
Men milled around. Some wore traditional Kurdish uniforms tied with rope. Others donned long, flowing white Arab headdresses common in this part of Iraq. The U.S. officers who organized the event divided the delegates into ethnic groups and asked them to select representatives for the city council.
At this time, would the Shabak please move to their delegation room? At this time, would the Yazidi please move to their delegation room? At this time, would the Turkmen please move to their delegation room? Turkmen only.
After about an hour, the delegates emerged from their meetings to reveal the names of the 24 men who will now run Mosul's interim administration. The council members then elected an interim mayor to lead them, former General Hanam al-Basso, dismissed from the military under Saddam Hussein's regime. The new mayor hailed the meeting as the first step towards democracy in Iraq and promised to be a loyal soldier. He and his new council will have their hands full. For now, there is barely enough fuel in the city to last 4 days. Electricity and water haven't yet been fully restored. Over the next several weeks, the 24 councilmen and their mayor will take over administration of Mosul's police department, its health system, public works, banking, education, and other municipal departments. The delegates who attended the conference today were selected by their political parties or ethnic groups. Among the observers was retired General Ayad al-Hamdani, a man who comes from one of the city's most prominent families. Hamdani praised the process, calling it very democratic and open. But some delegates had their misgivings, like Sheikh Sa'adun Suleiman, a leader from the largest Kurdish tribe in Mosul, the Shamar. Suleiman alleged that many of the delegates were members of the Ba'ath Party, who had profited under Saddam Hussein's regime. Among those suspected of past alliances with the regime is Mishan al-Jiburi, whose attempt to declare himself mayor last month triggered clashes between demonstrators and U.S. troops. Today, Jiburi pledged his loyalty to the new government.
We are accept the new government, the new governor, and the new mayor, and he is the governor from today, and what he asks, he will do it. Everyone under the law. And it, I think what happened in the city, it didn't happen in any place in Iraq. And because that, we are happy.
The Mosul process is a start, say U.S. officers here. If it works, they hope to hold it up as a model for the rest of Iraq. Guy Raz, NPR News, Mosul, in northern Iraq.